good for him, good for, and we'll see what he's got. It's, you know, he's an international, full international player. So basically, we are pleased to have him. It's now we're given the stage to go and stress his stuff.
So what will he give you then, Dave?
Well, he can play either side, left or right. He's also got the ability to play off the front man. I mean, that's where he's played for Slovenia, so we're pleased to have him. And as I said, looking forward to work with him, see what he's got.
Any movement yet on Regula?
No. Probably won't be at this moment in time. We're just waiting on others, and probably either when we're away in Portugal or when we come back, we're still turning it on a month before we kick off, and everybody's trying to get the last drop or see what else is about.
But the Regula thing you're still trying to do, are you? You're
no,
not giving up on that one?
At the moment, we've just put it on the back burner, and we're just waiting to see what comes of it.
What's happened there then?
No, nothing really. It's just my decision at the end of the day, and I just want to reflect on it and see whether it's the right one for us.
Right, okay. So he's not going to be joining you now then?
No, I'm going to reflect on it and see whether something does happen. But at the moment, we're just reflecting on it is the best thing to say.
Okay. Is it right that you've looked at the Joey Barton situation as we've been reading over the weekend?
Well, again, listen, you keep asking me things that are always written in the press, and I'll give the same answer until they're actually in and signed and sealed and delivered. Then, you know, I'm only wasting your time and wasting fresh air. In all honesty, yes, he would be a player if he came available. I'm sure the club would like to look at. But, you know, it's a lot of thinking to be done. And, you know, we wouldn't have him for 12 games. That's something else you've got to look at, because, you know, you bring him in and he's got to be banned for 12 games. And they're all the things that we will compare and see and make sure that it's right for the club, right for Joey, and right for ourselves if that's the road that we decided to go down.
But you wouldn't be put off by his reputation?
Well, sometimes people, you know, the reputations and all that, sometimes they need a little bit of help. Every manager thinks that they can always get the best out of people, and I'm no different to that. But, you know, it's something that's happened to him. It's, as far as we're concerned, you know, we've got players in the football club that also have, you know, got a so-called reputation. It's how you deal with these people. And as I said, at the moment, you're asking me to preempt or whether we would or we wouldn't. But certainly wouldn't be frightened of bringing someone of Joey's calibre here if that opportunity ever arose.
Have you spoken to QPR at all about him?
No.
Antonio played for Reading at the weekend, scored, assisted a couple as well. Does that change the landscape for you? Does that mean there's less of a chance of you getting him, the fact that he played so well?
I don't know. Well, I mean, that's not our situation. That will be from Reading's point of view. It's nothing to do with us. But we're still talking to them. We hope that we can get him, but he is still a Reading player, and until that changes, it's basically, you know, not even worth discussing, because we are trying really hard to try and negotiate. But, you know, he did play, did reasonably well, and as you said, scored a goal. So if it changes anything, it doesn't change anything on our part, but it could change something on the selling team.
Dave, I do like to keep the record straight for supporters. There were one or two rumours last week suggesting you'd agreed a fee with Reading. Can you just clear that up and tell us whether that was the case?
No. Again, you're listening to Twitters and message boards, and it's a great knowledge of gossip. But that's why you should always ask the question outright, and I'll try and give you the answer as soon as possible if I can. But no, we didn't.
No, I appreciate you doing that. Are you close to anything else as we talk now?
Oh, I'm as close as I am as far away. That's the best way to describe it.
David Norris.
You never know.
David Norris, are you still in the hunt?
I would like to think so. He is a player that would interest us if he came available, but he's still contracted to Portsmouth.